My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Today we need to learn as much as we can about the overall picture of health in America, as well as the alternatives and complements that are available to us. Learn how to speak and understand health in general as it relates to us, our family, our friends, and then be able to have a dialogue with them as well as our medical practitioners. So there's some work involved. You know, getting healthy, being healthy, and staying healthy does take some work. And it does mean that we're not all going to be able to keep doing the same things that we've been doing, because there is and are some changes that we need to consider along the way. Welcome to the Staying Healthy radio show. Monday through Friday, I'm here 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the best guest in the industry and also relevant topics for today's world. The things we need to talk about, the things we should be talking about, and you know, in many cases, the things we don't talk enough about. So we want to make sure we're hitting on those as much as we can, as often as we can, and sooner or later, we'll see what sticks. I also want to make sure that I recommend, like I do every day, Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Getting healthy, the journey is very, very long, very hard. We are changing what we're doing, changing what we might have been doing for a lifetime. And then we decide to get healthy. Confusion sets in. There is so much information today versus where it was 30, 40 years ago when we had virtually no information. There was nothing at our fingertips. The only reason it got at our fingertips is we went to a library and checked out a book. Or read a reference book, something where we were able to get information because we were starved for information back then. Today we have it coming from every angle, and with that luxury of the availability of knowledge also comes the confusion of what is good information and bad information. Today we do so many things online, we read articles, we click on things, we rarely talk to a real person, and we're basically an opinion world now. So, you know, we listen to all these things and we read them and we think to ourselves, it sure sounds good, but is it sounding good because they want it to sound good, or is it sounding good because it really is good for us? Stay Healthy Health Food Store is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and being able to work with people with that longevity, going in, picking up the products, talking with them, having one-on-one dialogues, and creating a great relationship with people that are up to date, always relevant as to what's going on in the world around us, it's priceless today, and it's so hard to find, because what we have today is a self-service world, and most of the time that's exactly what you're doing, self-serving and answering your own questions and trying to get through the day and trying to get a resolution, and we're not very good at it, and many times we just end up trying something to try something. At Stay Healthy Health Food Store, you're going to be able to map out your journey and be able to check in and monitor how you're doing, and on your journey along the way, if changes need to be made, you'll be able to have those discussions. And then once you finally achieve all your hard work, it all comes to fruition. They'll be there to make sure that your maintenance program is as good as it should be. And they'll make sure that you have everything at your fingertips to be able to get as healthy as you possibly can. Now, stay healthy. The great thing that you can remember when you go there is bring your questions and have your ideas in mind, and they'll be able to set you in the right direction. Boy, that's just so important today. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. They have updated their webpage. It's wonderful. So much good information. And you can print a coupon to take on your next visit to the store. You can also enter your email address to start getting future newsletters. And of course, when you're buzzing around on Facebook, go to their page, type it in, and make sure that you give them a thumbs up so you'll be connected to all the great posts they have every single day. Well, today is a Q&A, and it is on the line of products from Barleen's. I get so many Q&As, many questions in. We try to do the answers here and on many lines. And what I try to do is kind of separate them. And when I get enough questions, it's really kind of a great idea to do a show and get everybody caught up. So that's what we're going to do today. So hopefully we'll hit on some of the ones that you've sent in. If you sent them in recently, chances are they are here today. Alrighty, let me see. Dear Jeff, I've been talking to my doctor, my gastroenterologist, who wants me to bring more fiber into my diet, and he wanted me to use like Metamucil, which gave me such a loose stool that I wasn't able to control it. It did get things moving, and it was great. My sister was visiting, and we went shopping, took her to Stay Healthy. She stocks up every time she's in town. She picks up the Fortiflax from Barleen's. Now, from what I understand, the Fortiflax is ground up flax seeds, so we don't have to do the grinding. So for the week she was there, she put it in her smoothie in the morning. She added it to oatmeal. She mixed it in a couple different foods during the day. She even did some baking with it. I was very impressed. I had great bowel movements. There wasn't a looseness to the stool. So I'm wondering, could this replace using Metamucil and psyllium? The result is the same. I have had no constipation. I've been now using it for about a month. My bowel movements are 2 to 3 a day. Nothing is forced and they're fully stool formed. Well, I think the bottom line is you have to give your doctor credit for actually recommending fiber. You know, sometimes they'll tell you to eat fruits and vegetables and you won't get much more. But, you know, the nice thing about adding fiber to the diet is it binds around waste and it forms a more easy delivery elimination. And that's really, really important. I don't really think it matters what kind of a good fiber you use. Psyllium is a great. I love psyllium. I also like the Fortiflax because it's ready to go. There's not really much work involved with it. You just scoop it up. It's got a nutty flavor. It's great in smoothies and yogurt. You can stir it in your milk, what you choose, whether it's almond milk or cashew milk or soy milk, whatever. You can add it to dips. You can actually use it in baking. You can put it in breads and cakes and things like that. There's so many different things you can do with it. So, yeah, absolutely. I have a mom that she mixes it with peanut butter and jelly. The kids love the nuttiness of it, and she puts it on their sandwiches. You know, get creative. I mean, you know, we can do almost anything we want with a lot of the natural things we're using. The bottom line is get it going, be consistent, and use it in your diet every single day. So, do I like the Fortiflax? Yeah, I like it because of the convenience. I love it because we don't have to grind it. I've done that coffee bean grinder, and trying to break down those hulls of those little hard as rock flax seeds. You know, it's just extra thing that I don't have to do. I can just open up the container and scoop it. And to me, that's better. Or open up the pouch and just scoop it out and use it. So, and I'll tell you what, it adds a real nuttiness to the smoothie in the morning. So absolutely. I don't think you need to worry about it. You pick your fiber, just be consistent with it. Monitor it in your bowel, the formation of your bowel, the ease of delivery. If you're not straining to eliminate, if you're not getting backed up and plugged up, it means you're moving things through. So absolutely good choice on your side. Jeff, I wanted to ask you a question about the olive leaf complex. I heard you recently, and I got some of the throat spray because I was traveling. I found myself using it quite a bit because I was around so many people that were sick. I'm telling you, 8 to 10 times a day, and I was swishing it around my mouth, and my gums that always had a little red irritation to them, the red irritation went away, so I know that there's antibiotic benefits and all that other stuff to olive leaf. So my question is, can I continue to use it a couple times a day during the cold months? Do I do it only when I'm in a germ-filled environment? How often do you use it? Well, I just got back. I was traveling for a couple of days. I used it on the plane. I used it before my shows. I use it at night before bed. I use it first thing in the morning after I brush my teeth. Do I carry it with me in my briefcase? Yes, I do. And as I was at the airport last night, I just happened to be sitting in an area that was very quiet, and I kind of closed my eyes for a second, and when I think I dozed off for about 5 minutes, and when I woke up, there was like 20 people around me and like 8 kids, and I was just like, oh no. So I pulled it out of my bag and gave myself a couple squirts, and on the plane, on the way home, I had a mom and her young coughing child in my seat row. So I squirted in my mouth a couple times. Thank goodness it was just a short flight. But do I use it when I need it? Yes. Do I use it preventatively? Yes. Is it part of a daily protocol? Yes. So all the above. I like it because it tastes really good and it just works well. I just think that it's a really great product. Keep it in mind. You may think about also adding in the liquid form and just taking a teaspoon every day and getting it through the entire body, not just through the mouth, the gums, and the back of the throat. Even though some of it will work its way down, this is a great way to get it in your system to elevate your immune system in general. So, yeah, absolutely. Give it a try. Olive leaf complex liquid and olive leaf spray. From Barleen's at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Okay, here's another one. Hey, Jeff, I started using the stomach repair from the Platinum line from Barleen's, and I want to tell you how great the success has done for me. I started using the powder every day. First of all, it tastes great. This vanilla chai flavor is really, really good. I started using it twice a day. My history is I've had ulcers over the years. I've had a very sensitive stomach. When I get nervous, upset, stressed out, burnt out, and anxious, it goes right to my gut. It can double me over. And within a couple of minutes, I could have chronic diarrhea and get like a stressed out bowel, and my stomach will hurt and I won't be able to keep food down. This has been my history. I've done steroids. I've done stomach medicines. I did omeprazole for a while. My gastroenterologist said, maybe you need to try something different. He suggested some aloe vera, which did make a difference. So when I heard you talking about this, I purchased it, took it in, and my gastroenterologist said, let's try it. So I mixed it up on a little almond milk, and I had it morning and evening. After like 2 days, I was starting to feel something dramatically different, but I didn't want to, you know, give it too much credence too early. After the end of the first week, I noticed that I had no stomach upset and I had a terrible stressful day on Thursday of that week. So I just kept going with it. I am now starting my second container. I have not had a stomach flare up. My stomach has been great. I've been able to eat all the foods that I enjoy, the good foods. I don't do coffee and soda and I don't do fast food. So even some of the good foods were upsetting my stomach. Nothing has. So I talked to my gastroenterologist, sent him an email, and let him know how well it was working. And he said, just keep me posted. He said, maybe you found the one thing you need. I just wanted to say thank you. You know what? I got to tell you, I can't tell you how many people have told me about this. You know, I had major stomach issues many, many years ago. I got those under control with some basic things like probiotics and enzymes. But this would be the first place I would go. And I think the reason that I probably would is because of the fact that, you know, it really does work on the stomach lining. It detoxifies, it cleanses, it repairs the lining of the stomach, helping us maintain a better optimal stomach situation in there. It has aloe vera in there, the 200X aloe vera. It's got activated charcoal. It's got mastic gum. It's got golden seal grapefruit seed extract. It's also got the DGL. Which is the licorice root extract. I just think that it's great. And it has a really good taste. And for it to have that kind of taste and then be still effective on top of it, what a great idea. And I think that a lot of people that have those stomach issues are going to notice something really good with it. Now, the thing to remember, you know, when you have stomach issues, you have to take some of the responsibility. Which means if you're drinking a lot of alcohol, if you're drinking a ton of coffee and dark-colored carbonated beverages, you really need to get off of those for a while so your stomach can do some healing and then decide whether it's really worth it to bring them back in. If you're eating a lot of greasy foods and a lot of deep-fried foods, it would be probably a good thing to get off of those. As you're in the repair stage, because you can bring things back if you choose to, but you need to get them out of the way while you're doing the repair work. How would I eat if I was trying to repair my stomach? I probably would Google Mediterranean diet and follow that. And the reason being is the Mediterranean diet is an anti-inflammatory diet. It means you're not putting all the inflammatory foods that you eat every single day, the things that are actually causing some of the problem, along with our emotions and our bad gastric digestive systems and, you know, and all the beverages and things that we're doing causing all that excess acid. But if you cut them out of the way and you follow a Mediterranean diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables and healthy grains and healthy low-fat dairy and good sources of protein and good oils and, of course, activity and drinking plenty of water and all that stuff, you will find that most of those foods don't have wrappers on them because they don't have anything in them that need to be, admitted on the label. You know, no fast food, no junk food, no sodas, none of that kind of stuff. Your Mediterranean diet is anti-inflammatory, where the average diet is inflammatory. So I would keep in mind that stomach repair. I think it's a great product, and I think it'll probably make a dramatic difference in how you feel, as well as the actual functioning of your gut. So keep that one in mind. Let me see. Hey, Jeff, I wanted to talk to you about coconut oil. I've tried a lot of different oils, and I've been really sensitive to oil. So sensitive that even when I used olive oil, my skin breaks out from the olive oil. I've done canola oil, safflower oil, avocado oil, grapeseed oil, you name it, I've tried it for cooking, for salad dressings, and whatever. So one of my friends I was visiting up in San Francisco, and he uses coconut oil for everything. And I saw the Barleans label, and I use a lot of their products. He had the Barleans oil and the butter flavored on his counter, and he had the original, the dark label, on his counter as well. And I said, what do you use that for? He goes, everything. And I said, everything? He goes, yeah. He goes, I mix it with balsamic vinegar and add my spices for the salad dressing. He goes, I stir fry in it. I quick fry in it. He goes, I rub down the things that I bake with it and add my herbs to it. He said, this is the only oil I use in the house. And I said, well, I've gotten really, really sensitive. And he said, well, why don't you try coconut oil? He goes, you may find it's the oil for you. So I spent 2 weeks there eating all the food, and he's a great cook, made with coconut oil. From scrambled eggs to stir fry to toast in the morning, he puts it on there like butter. He uses the butter flavor. He made popcorn one night when we watched TV with the butter flavor coconut oil. He baked and did some baking with it, and I was able to eat those as well. I did not break out one time. As soon as I got off the plane, got home, went home, dropped off my stuff, went to Stay Healthy, picked up my vitamins, and picked up the coconut oil from Marge. I can't tell you what, it like fell in my lap. It's one of the craziest things. You know how you learn things along the way, and then somebody will say something in passing, or you'll see something, or you'll read a tiny little one line of something, and it gives you everything you've been looking for, but you weren't looking for it that day? Yeah. I know that really well. That's what happened to me. So I wanted to thank you to pass on to Barleans, us people out there with oil sensitivities. You know, this is great. Oh, he also put a tablespoon in the smoothie in the morning. My skin felt really good. It never felt break, like it was going to erupt and rash or hive. So just wanted to say thank you. You know, you're welcome, and I'll definitely pass this on to them. It's really cool to use coconut oil. You know, I think the first time I used it was topically. You know, I had an extra container. I kept it in the shower. And when I was still a little wet in the shower, I would use some of it and work it in your arms, your elbows, your knees. I just didn't do the bottom of my feet because I'm very clumsy and I would probably slip and fall. But I use it all over the body. And then I like patted dry with a towel. I couldn't believe the difference in my skin. It makes your skin amazing. And it stays with you all day long. And the good thing about that is you do not have to worry about getting yourself into a situation where you have to be adding lotions to your skin all day. So I like it. I know a lot of women that do hot oil treatments on it on their hair. I know a lot of guys that use coconut oil almost like a facial on their beards and mustaches. Hot oil treatments in there as well with hot towels and all that good stuff. If you're having somebody work on your feet, have them use coconut oil. They can do great reflexology. I have a friend that's a massage therapist. She warms up the coconut oil and uses it on the body. She said it's just an easy oil to use. She said when people leave, their skin feels incredible. They get the great moisturizing effects, but they also get all the benefit of everything else as well. So I love it. I think it really makes a difference. And it really makes a difference in your health from the inside out. So remember coconut oil. Pick up some Barlean's coconut oil, the organic coconut oil at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You're going to love it, the dark container. And keep in mind the organic butter-flavored coconut oil for cooking. You know, if you're going to make like popcorn like they mixed it, like they mentioned it, it just gives you the great butter flavor, but you get the coconut oil. And it really does make a difference. If you're serving, let's say, vegetables and you're used to putting a little tab of butter on there, try putting a little bit of the coconut butter flavored on top of there. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at how great it tastes. I have them both in my kitchen and I use them both. And I think that they're awesome. Alrighty, let me see. Oh, this is a good one. It says, Jeff, I wanted to talk to you about the kids products from Barlean's. I was talking to some of the moms, and we were having this meeting about just stuff in general. We kind of meet once a week. All of our kids are in the second grade, and somehow the title came up and the topic came up about getting fish oils to kids. And one of the moms had an article there talking about how good it is for their cognitive and all their skin and, you know, kids with autism, and they're doing a lot of testing on ADD kids and, you know, all the things. And they were just reading all these articles. And then, of course, the negative came in. Everybody started saying, have you tried to give this to your kid? I've tried to hide it in every single thing I do. They find it. They don't like it. They won't enjoy it. They won't do this. They won't do that. Well, I have three kids, and I have all three of the four formulas at home. So I knew we were going to be having the conversation, so I brought all three of them with me with spoons. And I had all the moms try them, and every one of the moms was like, oh my goodness, my kids will love this. So they went to Stay Healthy. They each got one to try, and now every single one of them we've met since then, all the kids are now using it. So kudos to Barlean's for making it taste incredible, having fun labels, and making enjoyable formulations and really making it easier for us moms trying to do the right thing, but not having to push it down their throat and hide it in the food. They actually will take the bottle themselves. So I thought it would be good to talk about all of them. So you know what we're talking about. Under the Seriously Delicious line, remember years ago we used to talk about, you know, the swirls. Well, the swirls have been revamped. They're so much more absorbable, they're so much more delicious, and they're just better in all forms. But they came out with the Omega Pals. Sensational, delicious, incredible. The first one that I want to talk about, because it'd be good to talk about these, is the Omega Pals Sensational Straw Nana Flax Oil. Now, these are for children 1 year plus. This one is made with Barlean's famous flax oil. It has a really sweet, creamy texture, so it's almost like a smoothie that you're eating with a spoon. It's emulsified for 3 times better absorption. It's a vegan formula. It yields 1,483 milligrams of omega-3 ALA per serving. And this one, the flavor is straw nana or strawberry banana. There's no artificial flavors or colors in here. It's non-GMO, gluten-free, sugar-free, and dairy-free. So the moms get all the good things and all the benefits that they're looking for. And the kids get the taste on the spoon that they're looking for. And then the benefits and peace of mind are abundant. So the first one, Omega Pal Sensational Straw Nana. So remember, kind of a strawberry banana flavor. So I think the kids are going to really like that. The second one, which I think really deserves mention because it's awesome, is called Omega Pals Chirpin' Slurpin' Lemonade Fish Oil. Now remember, the labels are so fun. This one has a bird with lemons slices for wings. So, I mean, it's very eye-appealing to children. They're going to know exactly what it is. And this one has kind of that tart, sweet lemonade flavor. And it's very, very good. Now, this one is made with Barlean's Ultra Purified Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Got the sweet taste, the creamy texture, emulsified again for 3 times better absorption. Yields 540 milligrams of omega-3 EPA and DHA per serving. And of course, all the good things. No artificial flavors, non-GMO, gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free, and no fish burps. They're not going to be tasting it all day long. Now, with omega-3s, you know, one idea is to use the flax oil, the other one's to use the fish oil. A lot more studies with fish oil with brain activity and brain function and calmness and focus and attention. If you could use both and rotate them, that would be incredible because they both bring something good to the table. So I think that would be really, really good. Bottom line is get these omega-3s in their system. The third one is even more fun. It's Omega Pals Lip Smackin' Citrus High Potency Fish Oil. Now, this one is for kids as well. It yields more. It yields 750 milligrams. So maybe the kids are a little older. Maybe they need a little bit more. Maybe they've got some dry skin. Maybe there's a little bit more cognitive problems. Maybe you don't want to do it twice a day. Maybe you want to do it once a day. But this has the three times better absorption, made with the same high potency fresh catch fish oil. So you're getting the quality there. And none of the bad things. Non-GMO, gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free. And no fish burps, even though it's a stronger formula. This one's got a lime on the front of it with slices for their tail and their side fins. Really cute. Really, really children-friendly. Mom-friendly as well. Because it's taken away the stress of mom trying to stand in the kitchen thinking of ways to hide the omega-3s. Don't need to do that anymore. The last one in the bunch is the Omega Pals Hootie Fruity Tangerine Fish Oil. But this one also has some added eye nutrition. Now, let's face it. Computers, smartphones, iPads, all that kind of stuff. Games on computers. Everything today is straining our eyes. Our eyes are working harder than ever before. This one here is a Hootie Fruity Tangerine flavor. But it also has added to it something called Ludamax. Ludamax 2020 is a combination of lutein, zeaxanthin, and astaxanthin, all nutrients, antioxidants that are amazing for helping to boost our body, but also to make sure that our eyes are healthier and they're nutrients for our eyes. So, do I think this is a great idea? If your kids are on the computers and they are and they're on smartphones and all that stuff, they're straining their eyes. So, if we could find a way to get 500 milligrams of omega-3 EPA and DHA per serving, plus the Ludamax with the lutein, zeaxanthin, and astaxanthin, all in a creamy taste at three times the absorption, with none of the bad stuff in it, just the good stuff, in a delicious tangerine flavor. I say this is a no-brainer, because you would definitely see the difference, and so will the kids. Let's say your kids are already wearing glasses. You know, why not give them some eye support? You know, I think it's a really good idea. So keep this one in mind. It's really sweet. The front of this one has an owl, and then the tangerine slice is part of the body. But it's really cool. It's a cartoon. And kids are going to identify with it. And when they look at it, they know which one they're going to grab. The lemon, the lime, the owl, the tangerine, or the monkey, which is the straw nana. Kudos. An amazing job on this line from Barleen's, because not only is it essential and important for us to all be taking our omega-3s, you know, if you have kids that are real picky and you have to fight to be able to get them to enjoy it and do it and get the benefit, or fight with the idea of trying to hide it in the food, I mean, that's so much extra energy. When it tastes this delicious and they take it off the spoon, I can't tell you how many moms will tell me every morning before they leave for school, they get the bottle out themselves. And their own spoon. Or they're going to have toast in the morning and they're like, Mom, I'm going to use my Omega Pals for my jelly. And they put it on the jelly. I have one mom that says the kids come home from school and they make a peanut butter jelly sandwich and they use their Omega Pals for jelly. I mean, amazing. She says, I have one daughter that loves cottage cheese. No one in the house will touch it. So she knows no one will eat her cottage cheese. She now puts a tablespoon of the Omega Pals on her cottage cheese. You know, there's no wrong way to do it. There's just plenty of great right ways to do it. So definitely keep that in mind. I think you'll find it. All four flavors of the Omega Pals available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I think you're going to enjoy it. I know your kids are. Okay, let me see. This is good. It says, Jeff, I heard your show last week on the greens, and I decided that because I love greens, I got the organic, and my kids, I know, will be an uphill battle, so I got the kiwi strawberry. So I was down in the kitchen, and I was making my smoothie, We have two blenders set up. They each make their own smoothie, rinse it out, then the other one makes theirs. So I put the kiwi strawberry greens there. I opened it up and just set it there next to the protein powder, not knowing how they would respond. They looked at mine and it was very green and they were like, oh, mom, that's terrible. But I had a ton of fruit in it and stuff. And I said, I want you to at least take a taste. So they did. And they were like, that's not bad. And they said, it's green. And so I know that if they had to, they would have it. So they were mixing up. My son came down first and was mixing up his. He goes, what's this? I said, this is red greens. It's a kiwi strawberry greens. And he said, what is it? How does it taste? And I said, it tastes good. It's sweet. It's really sweet. It tastes like, you know, something that you wouldn't think would be healthy here on the counter. He said, all right, I'm game. So he threw it in his smoothie. He threw in some strawberries and bananas and his protein powder and yogurt and flax seeds. And you should see my counter, chia seeds, walnuts. So blended it up and had it. And I said, how is it? And he said, tastes great. Just tastes sweet. So his sister came down and she did the same thing. And she was really contemplating putting those into her precious smoothie. But she took a sip of her brother's and she said, oh, I can do that. And she threw it in. So success at my house. I love the greens. They love the strawberry kiwi. They both took a taste of the greens and said, no big deal. I could do that if that's all you had. And that was good to hear. So everybody's using greens in my house. Just wanted to say thank you. You know, you're welcome. You know what's really fun is that sometimes I see parents and they'll be testing something like at a big event. And they'll take a drink of a tea or a drink of a protein shake. And the parents will make a face. And they're just like, ugh, that's awful. But their kids are sitting there. And the kids see that. So the kids don't want to try it because they saw that response. I know sometimes it's hard to make a happy face when something tastes terrible. Because not all good things that are good for us taste great. But, you know, sometimes making no emotion at least leaves the door open for your kids to try it. Because I've done this when the parents hate something and the kids do it and they love it. And I've seen this with greens before. My friend Carol has two kids and she hates greens. Terrible. She won't even eat vegetables. Terrible. Her kids love vegetables and they were at Stay Healthy years ago and they were testing the greens. And I said, you stay away from them. And they walked up and they each took a drink of it and they were like, oh, this is so good. And they had berries in it and all kinds of stuff. And the mom was like, mom, try this. And then she's like, no, I'm okay. Well, get this for us. We like it. I mean, that was perfect. Because, you know, we make faces at things we don't like and we turn our nose up at things because we're not going to like everything. And sometimes people have this idea that natural things taste terrible. I will agree that there was a time when all the stuff that is good for you tasted terrible. But companies like Barleans, they brought flavor profiles in. They brought texture profiles in. They brought in ways for you to mix it that's so much easier and made it more versatile and flexible. So you were able to learn how to do things in a very healthy, flexible, better tasting way. And they provided that. And today it's important because if you're not doing that, there's a good chance that you're not going to get what you should be using or even try something like that. You know, if you don't try it, you have no idea. So you want to make sure you're doing that as well. All right, let me see. Flax oil. Dear Jeff, I had a question about flax oil. I've been putting it in my smoothie for a million years. I tried something the other day, and I think you talked about this before. I put some in a bowl with a little olive oil and some balsamic vinegar, some Himalaya sea salt, some fresh cracked pepper, a little Dijon mustard. I hope I got that right. And I whisked it together. And after I made my salad, I poured it over the salad and tossed. They loved it. And then I told them what was in it, and they were like, really? And then they kept eating it, and they had more than one serving. Is this something that we can do on a regular basis? My other question is, can I add it to other things like oatmeal after it's cooked? Could I pour it over my oatmeal and sow some fruit in there after the oatmeal is cooked? Can I make my stir fry, and as I'm serving it, pour it over it and toss it in with the stir fry, but not cook with it, but add it to food that is cooked? Yes, yes, and yes. You can add flaxseed oil to anything. I mean, even if you have soups, once the soup even kind of cools down just a little bit, you can add it to the soups. You can add it to chili. It's amazing in dips. It's great in salsa. You can use it many, many ways. I told you about my couple that are in their 90s. They've been married since they were like 13 years old, and they're in their 90s. They're so cute. They still hold hands when they go to the mall. But every morning, they have a bagel. They toast two bagels. They toast them crispy. And then what they do is they take a teaspoon of fish oil and they drizzle it over each half, a teaspoon of flax oil, they drizzle it over each half, and they let it soak in for a couple minutes. And then they have cream cheese, lox, onions on each one, and cracked pepper and a little pinch of Himalaya sea salt. That is their breakfast every day, and they have it with green tea, and they've been doing it for years. So can we get creative with it? Yes. Do you have to stand in the kitchen and take the spoon with nothing? No. No, I have a hard time getting down straight oil. I have to mix it in something. I have days when I'm in a really big hurry and I need to really do something, and I'll take a shaker cup and I'll throw in some apple juice. I'll throw in my greens. I'll throw in my flax oil, my fish oil. I'll throw in a little bit of chia seeds, and I'll just shake it up real fast and just slam it. Is it fantastic? No. Be better with fruit. Is it awful? No. Will I drink it all the way down? Yeah, of course. And I do it because of the fact that I know that I need it, and I want it in my body, and it's going to be one of those days. So absolutely, I want to make sure that I have it. You know, so creative is a really good thing. You know, during the holidays, I didn't get a chance this year. I love to make stuffed mushrooms. And in the stuffed mushrooms, I like to put, as I'm mixing all the stuffing, I mix in chia seeds and ground flax and all that kind of stuff. And I mix it in because it adds fiber to it. And then I put them in the big mushrooms and I bake them. But as they come out of the oven and they're sitting there, as they're starting to cool, I will put fish oil or flaxseed oil over every one of them and let it just soak right inside to the mushroom. Now, does anybody taste it? No. Do they know it's in there? No. Do I care? No. I just want to add another layer of good health to something that they're consuming. So you can get very creative. I have a friend that just chimed in. She said she makes a bagel every morning, and she starts her day before the gym. She puts her flaxseed oil and lets it soak in. She got the idea from the show. And then she puts her own homemade peanut butter on top. And she goes, that's what she eats before she goes to the gym, with a protein shake. Perfect. That's awesome. Somebody wants to know if you could stir it in pudding. Yes. Cottage cheese. Yes. And yogurt. Yes. You sure can. Oils are very, very flexible. And you can find a lot of ways to do things. And as you come up with ways that you're trying them, you know, send me in a note or an email. Go to my drjeffreyburke.com, my webpage, or do it on my Facebook page. And then I'll share it with everybody so they can learn other ways of using their fish oil and flaxseed oil. If you find a way that really works well, let us know. Pass it on, because some of us are oil, you know, challenged. We just don't know how to use it correctly. And that's okay. You know, we learn by asking and listening. You know, sometimes we have to realize that it might be something that we're just not good at, but somebody else is. And somebody else is going to give us an idea and let us know what to do. So I am all open for that, all open for ideas. Let me see. Where do we go? Jeff, I was wondering about the difference between using the fish oil capsules and using the liquid. I have a tendency to use both, because when I travel, I like to use the capsules, and when I'm home, I use the oil. Is it okay to shake it up and go back and forth between the two? Yeah. It's just the device that you're getting it in your system in. So, absolutely. You're using those. I wonder if you've tried the Seriously Delicious right off the spoon. You might want to try that as well. I was sitting in the airport going to Los Angeles on Monday. It was just an overnight trip. And the lady next to me was having a conversation with the lady she was with, and she was talking about the Seriously Delicious. And it was just funny because they had books and magazines, health magazines and stuff, and she had this picture of this, and she goes, you have got to try this. She goes, this is so good. She was pointing to the key lime which is truly, let me tell you, tastes like key lime pie. It's delicious. And she said, you know, I put this over my yogurt every morning. It just tastes like key lime. And I said, you know, and she looked at me and I said, there's a better way to do that. And she goes, really? I said, yeah. I said, try some natural vanilla yogurt. You know, crumple up a graham cracker. And then add your seriously delicious key lime and mix it up together. She goes, what does it do? I said, if you close your eyes, it's key lime pie. She says, no, it's not. And I said, oh, yes, it is. And I said, I've been to the Keys. I've been to Key West. I've had key lime pie down there. This is exactly what it tastes like. She said, that's such a good idea. She goes, I've mixed it with pudding. And I said, that's a good idea. I said, if you do it with regular yogurt, with plain yogurt, it'll turn the yogurt into a really nice flavor, and then you don't have to use any flavor at all. And I said, it's also a flavor that will permeate through your smoothie. She goes, we do smoothies. I said, try vanilla smoothie with almond milk and throw in some walnuts, but also throw in a whole graham cracker and then add a couple tablespoons of the seriously delicious key lime. And I said, if you really want to spice it up, throw in some frozen berries like raspberries and ice cubes. And she says, really? And I said, you'll love it. I said, it'll be something that you will not be able to wait to have the next day. And I said, it's just incredibly delicious. And it's just a great way of giving you protein and omega-3s and all that good stuff to start your day. But it's giving it to you in a way that you keep thinking to yourself, it can't possibly be that good for me. It is. I said, they've got some other flavors. Have you tried any of those? And she said, no, this was the first one that I grabbed off the shelf. And I said, they do have some other ones that are absolutely incredible. So you might want to definitely keep those in mind. And she said, like what kind of flavors? I said, well, they have one that I really, really like. And I like it for probably a different reason. It's their Total Omega Orange Cream. And they were kind of in my age bracket. And I said, do you remember when we were kids? When the ice cream truck would come around and we'd grab our spare change and go out and get a creamsicle. She goes, I love creamsicles. The orange ones? I said, yeah, with the white in the middle. I said, that's what this one tastes like. But it's different because it's got fish oil, but it's also got flaxseed oil and borage oil. So you're getting both of the oils in there. You're not having to choose fish or flax. And I kid you not, when you put it on your spoon, it tastes like an orange creamsicle. And she said, oh, my goodness. And I said, you know, you could do the same thing with this. You could add it to almond milk, add a vanilla protein powder. You know, you could dress it up a little bit, have it as a smoothie, turn your plain yogurt into orange creamsicle. I said, it's all about creativity. It's all about taking an extra minute to be creative, to really enjoy your breakfast. You know, we get running, you know, set the clock 10 minutes earlier. What is 10 minutes? That gets you up, you let the dog out, you go downstairs. If you have a cup of coffee, that's great. Make yourself a smoothie, you know, put some yogurt in a bowl, you know, dress it up with some fiber, some chia seeds, some ground flax, squirt in your favorite, seriously delicious, throw in some fresh fruit, and start your day. You know, you are going to start your day in a completely better way than you know possible, because you're not going to be having the hunger pangs on the way to work. You're not going to be skipping through the drive-thru for some greasy sandwich. You're going to feel really, really good, and you're going to be a couple minutes ahead of the game. You're not going to be chasing yourself out the door, you know, because you're going to be a little bit better and focused a little bit better. People that start their day with a good breakfast, they're better at what they do. They actually are more focused. I think they're happier. People that don't eat breakfast and it's 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, we get cranky. There's nothing in your stomach. There's been nothing in your stomach all night long, all morning long, all evening long since dinner. That's a long time. And I know intermittent fasting is doing really, really well. But in the morning time, I think it's a really good idea to start your intermittent fasting in the morning. You know, have your intermittent fasting from, let's say, when you get up till like 10 or 11 or even noon, because it's kind of hard to run your day, your mental part of your day, your focus part of your day, your energetic, stress balancing craziness of your day without any fuel. I mean, what are you pulling from? You're pulling from any reserves you have, a stomach full of acid screaming at you to put something in it. And all we're doing is throwing a cup of coffee or something down there. You just got this acid pit going on. You know, these are things that you could break things up with. I tell people to try it for a month. They never go back because they feel better. You know, whether it's, you know, smoothies are amazing. My idea of a smoothie is everything but the kitchen sink in something that tastes delicious that I have in the morning that starts my day and heads me in the right direction. And above all, keeps me from having to remember all that stuff during the day taking it because I already took it because I threw it in my smoothie. I don't want to have to remember all that stuff during the day. Yeah, sometimes my smoothie, I have to eat it with a spoon. It's so thick. It's got so much stuff in it. But you know what? That stuff's out of the way. My greens, out of the way. Oils, out of the way. You know, fibers, out of the way. You know, you throw it all in there, and you really do start your day. And many times you'll get to lunch and past lunch, and it's early afternoon, and you think to yourself, I haven't eaten anything. I mean, it's not on your mind. And you know what happens when you don't eat breakfast? It's the only thing on your mind. Staring at the clock. Oh my goodness, it's mid-morning. It's almost this. 2 hours to lunch. 1 hour to lunch. And you're not focusing. You're not concentrating because you're thinking about lunch. So some really, really good things to keep in mind. I love what they've done. I think it's amazing. I think that they, when they added this branch, they really added something special. The Seriously Delicious. Not only for the taste, because you know we drive with our palate. But because of the emulsification, because the molecules are broken down so much more so we digest better, we assimilate it better, these beautiful oils get into our body and are able to do the good things we want them to do, and we're not burping them up and we're digesting them, and they're molecularly broke down so small that our bodies are ready to accept them. And that is really a good thing. So I hope that you will partake in that and really get the benefit. Here's another question. It says, if I've been using the high lignin flaxseed oil for a long time, I really, really like it. Would moving to the Seriously Delicious be a bad thing? Or should I stay with what I'm doing? You have your choice. There's nothing wrong with shaking it up a little bit. I mean, I love just plain old high lignin flaxseed oil. You know, I mix it, like I said, with vinegar and use it as a salad dressing and olive oil. It's fantastic. Do I like shaking it up and doing the Seriously Delicious? Sure. I think as long as you're getting it in, you're going to benefit. And as long as your body is getting the benefits of it, you know, you're doing it right. There's really not a wrong way. You're really not going to make a bad choice. So I think that's really important. You know, today, I think the hardest thing we have to do is decide what it is that we need to take and how much we need to use and trust companies that already have gained our trust. And go to companies that are, you know, thinking about us, the consumer, first. Barlean's has been one of those companies for a long time. They're in their 30th year, and they have great, great relationships with consumers, with health food stores, with retail health food store employees and management within the industry, and just in general with all the people that they come in contact with. I mean, this is a family company. Still a family company, and ran as a family company. So there's just amazing sets of values that are part of this. And like I said, every time they come out with a different avenue of products, a different branch off of that Barlean's original oil tree where they started, you know, you're going to see something that is necessary, relevant, something that has a place, a niche in our society, and something that people are already asking for or looking for. And I just think that that's a really good thing. I've seen the laboratories. I've been there. They are very effective, very clean, and ran very well with very strict standards. And that really makes a difference. You know, we know that the big companies that are out there today are doing it right. And we've been blessed to be able to go to many of those companies and see how they do their job, and you know, and how well, and you know, how clean and how much research is done, and even how much time is taken into consideration just to get the raw products, and then the testing on the raw products that they even hold for a long period of time, and then retest and test and test to make sure that when we get it on our shelf and we're opening it up as a consumer, that it's as good, as great, as well made as it can be. And that's a good trust. So keep in mind the entire line of Barlean's. Please keep your questions coming and your feedbacks as well. I love those. Those are great because then we can share those and other people learn from things that you've created, as well as some things that you might have found, you know, by mistake or sometimes out of our own desperation. I've had that many times when I've just kind of thrown something together, not really sure where it was going, and then the end result was, oh my goodness, this is delicious, or that worked just fine. You know, so that's a really good thing to be able to do that and pass on that information, because you know there's someone else standing in a kitchen doing exactly what you did before you found a way to do it. And if you could share that, I'll pass it on, or even share it on my Facebook page, and I'll pass it on my Facebook page as well. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Make them your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Stay healthy, doing everything they can to do what you need and give you exactly the support that you need to get your job done effectively and in a quality way. Did you know they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? And they're in their fourth decade here in the Valley. Their store is a fully packed, full-service store with the best of the best, great prices, amazing knowledgeable staff, and of course, you know, a selection of things to choose from that are hands down the best you can possibly get. If it's there, it's already made the cut. If it's not there, there's probably a reason. You know, so because they are very strict about the things they bring into that store. And at the store, if the company tends to has sold and they're changing and cutting corners and changing everything from their quality to their integrity, plan on them going bye-bye. They won't be there anymore. Because if you're not going to keep the strict standards and the quality control and great formulas that are life-changing and all that stuff that we know and bringing new things that are relevant and up-to-date, you're not going to be at Stay Healthy. And chances are I won't be talking about you here. Because I want us today to choose from the best. I want when somebody decides to get healthy, which is a big decision, and knowing that they're going to have to make changes, and knowing that it's going to be confusing and difficult, that they'll listen to the show, they'll go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, they'll ask their questions, they'll get the best things they can get, they'll start using it, and the bottom line is they'll see and feel a difference, enough to motivate them to want to keep going. And enough to have them say, you know what, this is great. What else can I do? That's the mentality. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to visit their new webpage. It's really cool. StayHealthyLasVegas.com. You can print a coupon there to take in with you to use in the store. If you forget your coupons, print it. Put it in the visor of your car, and then when you get there, you'll be like, oh, I brought my coupon. Then you won't forget. We do forget, though. All of us do. And also, give them a thumbs up on Facebook so that you can stay connected to their daily post. And also, thumbs up on my Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. And, of course, my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can contact me. You can listen to the show. You can go there, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. All of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived. You can go to both places and listen to the web. Go to the web pages, listen to the podcast, download them when it's convenient for you. And that's a good thing. So I hope you'll check out the full line of products from Barlean's. They're stable, they're dependable, they're relevant, they're quality, they're high integrity, they're already trusted throughout the field and through the consumers. You know, so when you pick something up from Barlean's, you've already got all that built-in trust and quality, and they're helping you create a pathway to better health. That's what they're all about. Have a great day, everyone. Be well, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.